Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V, with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to give y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Poppin', y'all. Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out, a podcast where the ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic. This is our world from our perspective. It's your girl, Justina Valentine, and I'm here with my girl, the one, the only, B. Simone. And you know what? Yeah, baby girl, we have a very special guest today, B, so I'm excited for today's podcast. How you living? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm over here smacking. I'm trying to, you know, I set my face real quick before we got on here. I'm so excited. That's my phone.
Yes,
that's
girl.
That's my dinger.
Booked and busy.
I don't know how to take it off the damn. I'm going to put my phone on airplane.
Yeah, put it on airplane, girl. You fly, put it on airplane.
Do not disturb.
Uh-huh.
They got this new, what is it called? The plant-based meat.
Okay.
Fire. You wouldn't even know.
You gave up meat? Well, that's good because our guest today loves the meat. I'm playing, but I'm saying.
I ain't had meat in 6 years.
Wow. Oh, girl, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's one of my favorites on the show. You know what I mean? He really impressed me. He came to the Wild Style.
My boo.
He roasts. He also gave the ladies a toast. He goes toe-to-toe in the Wild Style, and that's our boo, Santuan.
Hey, baby, we love you.
What's up, baby?
Hi, girls. Oh my God, what's up, girl? I already told now. You know, my blood pressure and the rent, you know, but we live, live, and live in color, baby. We in this bitch. We are 6 feet above ground and we are blessed. So I'm grateful to be here.
Are you the reason we was late? Your technical difficulties?
I didn't have no technical difficulties. Ain't nothing wrong. My testicles over here. That's y'all.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, okay, Santuan, he's kind of still a little new to be this bougie. You know what I mean? But he had to get them testicles together.
We had to get it right, get it tight, Jesus. But we figured it out, and we up in here now. So what's Gucci?
I know y'all can't see him, but he had a little surprise for us.
Victoria's trying to tell my secrets, Jesus.
Is that a secret? And who's Victoria?
Hello? Well, you know, I'm trying to do a little something where my skin breathes, you know, I'll be honest, I do wear units, and they are, you know, partly a blanket and partly a crown because...
I do wear units.
I do. I'll be 150 with it, and I do wear units, but I wanted to let my hair breathe for a minute, so I'm giving you very much Black Mr. Clean right
yes,
now.
Yes. He got the fresh baldy,
I'm on the
y'all.
Same thing. I mean, if they take the guard any lower, I would be bald. I almost did the Jada Pinkett, but I was like, hold on, we're going to have to do Halle Berry it. I don't know if I can
You're
do the
looking
Jada
good, Karen. Though. I like that length on you, baby.
Thank yes. You. She has That's a face fun. For it. She definitely has a face for it because... You know my ass couldn't go bald. I'd be in trouble.
Oh, Justine.
I'd be in trouble. No, yeah, definitely baby. Call me Justin. I already know. So
I'm a- We already do.
Yeah, right. So I'm definitely. I'm
you
a
said
keep
we
my
already do.
Right.
But it looks good on you, baby. I'd smash for sure.
Thank you, Bo. For sure. I don't know if that's a compliment or, you know. But anyway, you like guys. So you tell me you would smash. I'm like, is it still a jab? I can't be sure.
You know these queens out here are picky, girl, so that's a good thing.
Uh-huh, okay, yeah, good. Well, Santuan, for the people who don't know you, because you have been, like, killing it since you've been on the show, give us a little backstory on who Santuan is.
Pre-Wild or, like, just kind of my journey from the beginning?
Yeah, I was,
exactly. Just who you are as a person, a personality, everything.
Oh, gosh. Well, I am a young Black prince on the rise, and I hail from King Street, South Carolina. I was born there and raised in Virginia Beach, and then I went to college at the University of Louisville, and I've been an athlete all my life, and started in baseball, and could have swore I was going to go pro, and then got bored, and and then became a cheerleader. I tried everything and nothing really fully fulfilled like me. So in cheerleading, where I could be, you know, athletically challenged and I could also feel like a normal person per se, I found that I could be all of myself. And I went on to, you know, gain over 250 national titles, coaching, choreographing, and competing combined. Wow. I'm a four-time collegiate All-American, an individual international champion, and a five-time world champion, including with Team USA. So, you know, I think basically, yeah, I just feel like I just feel with my athletic background, I wanted to, you know, transition into what I really wanted to do in life. And that's action, comedy, film, and TV. And I just felt that, you know, one of the very few places that I could do such a thing in it's entertainment, it's comedy. It's, you know, places like Wildin' Out. And I really am grateful for the opportunity. And I think my queens in here can attest, there's very few places where you feel like you can fully be a queen and not just be yourself, but be received as your full self. So I definitely think that this is just beyond a blessing to be a part of this this crazy ass family, man. And that's just a little bit about me and where I come from. I just come from an athletic background where I get to, you know, be in a sport that I can completely be myself wholly and fully and be embraced for it.
Fact. So it sounds like you definitely have the background. You know how to be on a team, be a team player. And yeah, it sounds like you achieved all your goals in the cheer world. That's amazing. 250 titles and all that other stuff. So
I always wanted to be a cheerleader.
Oh yeah? Let's hear a cheer, B. B, my boyfriend. B, E, B. Ooh.
I about to say B, my nigga.
Hey.
So how did you get on?
So bad.
How did you get on Wildin' Out, Santuan? Like, how did you hear about the audition? Like, tell us that backstory.
And you're so good. You're so funny.
You are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had actually gotten a text from a friend in Nashville. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say names or anything, but he just hit me up and was like, bro, they're holding auditions, like, down the street. And, like, I lived up the street from, like, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A. And I was like, let me just walk my happy ass down here. And I just went on down to the street and, you know, went on down the street and was like, hey, yo, what y'all doing? And they let me come in, do my thing. And then I had been randomly flown in for like two episodes and they were like, good job. You know, we really loved having you. And, you know, I just was like, wow, this was a really cool experience and I'll never have it again. So I'm just going to soak this shit in. And I was in Germany doing choreo for a cheer gym out there. And I had randomly got an email that was like, we would love to have you as part of our 15th cycle. And when I tell you I about shit a brick, I was like, there's no way on planet Earth these people actually like me. And the rest is history,
you're so
man.
Confident. How do you feel like Wildin' Out is compared to like what you see just being a viewer and actually being on the show? Because I know my first season, I was like, like you said, shit and bricks, so scared. It's so challenging. People think where they're just up there being goofy and acting dumb. And like, no, you have to be really talented, quick on your toes. You have to think. You have to practice. You don't want to bomb, you know. So, excuse me. Is it challenging for you? Do you feel like it's what you thought it would be? Or is it easier than you thought it would be? Like, tell the people a little bit about the BTS of Wildin' Out. Because people think we up there just goofing off. And it's really challenging for me, even still. Right. Sixth, seventh season.
I think it's almost exactly as I pictured it, but just not. God, how do I phrase this? It's exactly what I thought it would be. It's hard work, and it's not just the laughs. It's just it's how we like present this thing to the world. And in my head, I wanted to. I always want to understand how every show like solves its Rubik's Cube and puts its like puzzle together. And, you know, so when I got in there and I just saw everybody doing their own thing, and then if they want to, like, if they, like, you know, start freestyling and start spitting some off somebody, somebody just, they just cling to it and they're like, sure, let's go. And it's always yes and it's always like, let's fucking kill it. Let's see what we can make out of it. I really was so surprised. And you know how people have dominant personalities, but the thing is, everyone's dominant personality comes with an open arm of like, you know, I can stand my own ground, bitch. Like, I can sit here and get 6-7 million people to show up for my video, or I can fill up an arena. However, if you want to share space with me on this pedestal, on this throne, or on this stage, then let's do it and we can be a supernova. So I thought that was really, that was so reassuring and humbling and motivating, because, you know, you never want to see somebody that's this person XYZ up here in the stratosphere, and when you walk in a room, you never want to feel like, yo, I can't even talk to that person because I feel like they're going to just shit and rain on my whole parade and they're going to make me feel like I ain't nothing. Everybody makes you want to just hop on that little fast track and just go. And it's dope. So for me, seeing the behind the scenes of how people work together and they're like, I don't really know what we about to do. But like, if you want to just pick a subject, let's go. Let's see what happens and let's get the energy going and let's go this direction and let's get
so
it popping.
You felt welcome.
That to me is one of the dopest things. Yeah, I definitely felt welcomed. I was a little nervous. You know, I definitely had a mishap my first day. And you know,
what was your mishap?
I thought that it
right.
would kind of just,
it?
You know. You know, and I'm not throwing nobody under the bus. It's no shade. It's nothing for nobody to look into, but you know, somebody surprised me with something and it threw me off because I was like, you know, this isn't the presentation of myself I want to kind of get into the first time. You know, I got a little gag played on me with like, you know, powder and stuff. And then I thought about it. I was like, it's not necessarily what happens to you in the world of Wildin' Out. It's how you react to it that makes you the star, bitch. So you can either take it and think, oh, this person is malicious. This person is doing their own thing and fuck what I'm standing for. Or you can say, how do I turn around and make this funny? And in that moment, I was like, what you gonna do now, bitch? And I turned around and I actually won the match. So I'm very proud of that moment. So I was real nervous.
Say Antoine said, it's nothing to look into. You don't have to call corporate. But, and the funny
nothing
part.
To argue about.
Right. And the funny part is, me and B. Simone know
exactly
who you're talking about. Because it could only be
one person.
One person. But, right. But speaking of standing your ground, Antoine, you are so unapologetically you. Did you feel like Wildin' Out was just a space where you could be that and you didn't have to come on and try to follow what anyone else was doing on the show? You just knew that you could be Santuan and you would be accepted and be able to thrive just being yourself?
I was 99.99% certain that if I'm just myself and I got the job, then I'm somewhat meant to be there.
Right.
Now, in order to stay in that motherfucker, then you got to be yourself and also pick up the learning curve that everybody else is, because everybody else don't have the rubric. You know what I mean? They created their own and they fit into how what our team captain, our coach now, when he's like, this is what we're going to do today. And here's a challenge. No cursing or no dick jokes. Like when he does that, like everyone else has to adapt. So I'm like, if I'm here in the same space as these icons and these juggernauts of comedy, then I'm clearly meant to start here and do something. So I could, you know, I figured, hey, let's go for it. And I don't ever want to second guess myself, which I do quite often, but I figured if I'm in there, I might as well just continue to be myself. And unless if I change, it's me stepping my pussy up in 2022. You know what I mean?
Okay. Step that pussy up. Sorry, B. Simone. We know you hate that word.
Oh, step your cookies up, Jesus, your cookies. Sorry, B. I didn't know.
During the last season of Wildin' Out that I was on, we was in a hotel room. We was out in Cali, Ontario. And we hear a little ding, ding. They called to the room. I was in Santuan's room, and it was like, Santuan,
wait, what?
Let me tell the story. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh, okay.
No. I heard a ding, ding, and it was like, you got a delivery. Somebody sent you flowers. And his boyfriend, Santuan's boyfriend, sent him flowers. And it was the sweetest thing ever. At that time, I had a boyfriend, and I said, Jess Hilarious was in there. I said, Jess, you need to text my man and tell him to do this shit, because I want some flowers too. But are you still with your boo? Are y'all getting married? What is going on? Because y'all be posting, and I'm like,
Every day.
Really love each other.
Yes.
Aw, that is my better half. Kyle, I love you if you ever hear this. You're my absolute universe. So he's in Dallas right now, and yes, we are still together, thriving. I just had to come back to Georgia to get some dental work done. But usually if I'm not having to work on set on a project, I'm doing all my ring work and other work in Dallas. And I'm a house husband. I mind my ugly business. And, you know, I do what I do. And I just make sure when I you know, am in Dallas at his place and he comes home, like, he got a nice hot meal, some fresh laundry, baby. The slippers are warm. Like, I'm doing my husbandly duties.
So
and,
he lives in Dallas.
You know, we got goals. Yes, ma'am. And he's coming back in the fall to Georgia. So we gonna, you know, take the next step in life and do our thing. I moved to Georgia just a little bit ago. So I just didn't really like make a just outside, like near Lake Lanier. Don't be stalking me, y'all. I didn't point, but don't be looking for me.
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna come through.
Come through.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? We are back with the Women A Wildin' Out podcast. It's your girl, Justina Valentine, here with my girl, B. Simone. And we got Santuan in the building. We are talking about his love life, his career, and how he is unapologetically him. And we love that about him.
So y'all getting married? Y'all planning to get married and all that? Or like, you know?
Yeah, we're going to make the next organic steps and do the, you know, engagement thing when the time is right. And we want to set ourselves up for success in the future. So, yeah.
Shout out to Day in the Life of Me. I know his handle because you always post him. But so I have a question, because you said,
yes, ma'am,
you're going to take the next step, get married and all that. Who would be the one to propose? Does it not matter? Does he have to do it? Do you have to do it?
Did y'all talk about that?
Right.
We've spoken about, you know, certain future things, and basically, you know, I would love to, because I like to do surprises. He hates surprises.
Okay.
But also, he's like, we're both from the South, but, you know, he is such a country, traditional, old school, like Southern gentleman. So I definitely think that would be something that is on his soul. And, you know, I think he's going to do it. You know, we talked about it, and I think it's going to be for him. And I would love to have my little moment, you know, so I'm going to let him, you know, do that. And I'm going to put my little hands up in my face and be like, oh, my God, I didn't know.
He's gonna be like, I didn't know, but it's gonna be 10 cameras catching it from every angle, video right, and pictures.
You better motherfucking believe it. Okay.
So how did you know Kyle was the one, though? Like, because I'd be thinking guys are the one, and then as you can see, we get on a podcast a couple months later and I'm single again. So how
She's
did you
back
know
on the prowl.
Back single again, back on the prowl, thought it was perfect. I don't know how. Thank you, Trina.
I don't know how. Well, you know, it started, it was one of those things that it developed. And I saw him, and of course, like, you know, love at first sight, but it was in 2013. And it was like one of those things where it's like, you know, we both had previously been in a relationship, da da da, that whole thing. But it took us 8 years to kind of really, 8 years in a global pandemic for us to slow down and really see each other. And, you know, he's always seen cheerleader Santuan out there on 100. He's never, one thing he really said to me that got me, he was like, I have never ever seen you sit back and like your shoulders relax. I've never seen you take a deep breath and just close your eyes and breathe. And he's like, just to see you in a different light and relaxed is so, you know, mind blowing. And that's the thing that really, something I remember, because he's like, I'm always just seeing you and you're always upright and everyone's in your face and like, you're just on all the time. I never get to see you relax. And so it took a lot for us to slow down and see each other. And after knowing each other for 8 years and checking on each other, like during our relationships and then checking in with each other after the relationships, like, and just making sure each other is okay. And then finally one day we just ended up seeing each other at a mutual friend's pool party. And then, man, like, he just stepped on a mixtape. He literally stepped back on a mixtape while we were talking and just said, is that your mixtape? And just the way he said it let me know everything I needed to know. His personality, his sense of humor, his groundedness, like his wittiness, his everything and his aura, his energy. And when I tell you, I have never found a better all-around man in my life. And I'm
wow,
so lucky for him.
That's so
so
cute.
What are the negatives, though? Like, every relationship, not negatives, but the stuff y'all have to work through, obviously, every relationship has little problems, whether they're big, small, microscopic. Do y'all have, like, conversations? Have y'all ever had, like, a blown-up argument or anything?
You know what's interesting? We've never actually had a full-out, like, knock-down, drag-out fight, because we've had so many natural organic conversations over the years and during our relationship of like how we like to do things and just basically having a mutual consideration. I'm not going to sit here and pretend we're Miss America and we're perfect. Like, no, like sometimes I'm like, hey, I ordered a large fry. You didn't get one, but you want one of mine. And we'll have a funny, like something, you know, but like we rarely have arguments. Like anytime we have any kind of not debate, but real in-depth discussions, it's us getting to know one another and like a race topic or like a future children's topic or like, you know, differences in like how our parents are. Cause I'm black country, he white country. So, you know, we're trying to blend our worlds. And so in order for us to shoot forward, we have to take a second and pull back if we want to slingshot, you know, through life in a successful manner. And I think us taking a moment and just getting to understand each other's tone, how to treat one another and how to respect ourselves and each other, and like how the world perceives us, and just being considerate of everything of that person's world, but still staying in your own lane, going your own speed, so it's no traffic. Like, we really try to make that work in private. So when we're in public, nothing's fake. It's not bullshit. So like, we don't really argue, bitch. Like, the only thing we like struggle with sometimes is like matching schedules so we can make sure we have off time. Like, we schedule
time
our shit like
to
four
see
to
each other.
Yeah, you know, we try to schedule our year out 4 to 6 months in advance so we can actually have quality time. So
wow, and you do seem
the girls are working.
Y'all do seem really respectful of each other. Like, I've never even seen you like on set or anything like looking at anyone else. Like, it's always all about Kyle. You're always shouting him out, even on the show. It's like, we all know him by name.
Like, hey,
it's
Kyle.
Like, shit. We're
like, damn, hey, we know you in love. Right. Rubbing it in our face.
Right. But that's
my
amazing.
Baby.
And you guys look great together, so I'm happy for
you.
Thank
you.
Look, I want to play our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. All right? But we're going to little PG-13. We're going to make it Date, Marry, Friend Zone. So we're going to start with the ladies. All right? So it's B, myself, and Pretty V. You got to date, marry, friend zone.
God, okay.
Or we can have
date,
a foursome.
Period. So date, marry, friend zone. And it is Pretty V, B. Simone, and Justina herself.
Period.
Oh, my gosh. I would friend zone Justina so I can hang out with you all the time.
Yes.
And we can just talk shit.
Two brothers.
You know what I mean? Like, we can go to
sisters.
Brunch and have a period, bitch. Hello. When we And that's the best of both worlds. We can do what we want to do. And I would love to hang out with you all the time and just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
I would love to date B so she could stop singing her boyfriend.
No,
here, you
can finally be that.
I would love to take you on a date because I feel like you just know what type of shit you like, and I would love to see 100%. You just out there being pampered, and
aww.
I would love to just take you on a date and then do like something special for you and surprise you with like something interesting, like a handwritten letter from like your grandmother that you never discovered. I want to do something special for you because I feel like you like
what
special
is this, the
shit.
Titanic?
That's
you know what I mean?
Mom. No, for
I
sure.
feel like you
That's
like
the type
special
of
shit.
Yes.
And cute. I would honestly marry the shit out of V because I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And she would still do her thing, and you know, and I would still do mine, but I would just marry her because I feel like I could just be with her all the time and like we just
laugh.
Be chill as fuck.
She's crazy.
Yeah, just laugh.
You Y'all know I was gonna marry her.
Yeah, you could be dancing on her little island with her and like, you know, you need that little table she dances on.
Yes.
So look, now we got to do the guys' version. So we got Boris Kojo, Chris Hemsworth, and Jason Momoa.
Why y'all pick these random ass?
I'm like,
so,
who are they?
Honestly, well, right, because I'm like, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing everything right.
No,
so
you are.
Let's switch it up. Nah, forget it. Let's do.
Okay.
Let's do Drake, DC Young Fly, and Nick Cannon.
Okay, I would probably. Friend zone DC because he's just a homie at heart. Like, I feel like I could just shoot the shit with him, just like you. It's like, it's
right.
just all love
right.
and it's
he's
fun
so funny.
And it's constant, like, just laughter. So, I mean, you can't not have a good friend like that, like a root at the bottom of your tree. Like, that's just a solid nigga right there. Excuse my language. And then I would go on a date with Drake, you know, just to see what it's like, get some adventurous shit and like, you know, getting a mile high
quick.
Club. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just to say I did it. Be like, yeah, I did it.
Uh-huh.
Right, you know, just some bullshit on like, you know, that. But I would honestly marry Nick because I think
Smart.
it's the all around. Like, it's not that like he fine, he got money and like he funny. Like, no,
he's
like
a good person.
Yeah.
And listen, right now, Nick, I'm not saying this shit because you my boss, nigga. I'm dead ass serious. You are husband material.
Material.
Uh-huh.
But y'all know Nick Cannon, I want to get married again. He say that.
You right. don't. That's all right, but you are husband material, sir. And you know who else is husband material? My baby Kyle. So anyway, that's why I really made
it.
Stop playing me.
Oh,
boy.
Y'all
knew
I was
going to
say it. I'm
right.
a
hater. I'm like, okay, Kyle.
Enough.
Damn.
yeah, girl.
Okay, so seeing 2020, you did the cheerleading, you did the athletic stuff, you did Wildin' Out, you've done TV, you've been on national TV, you got a man now, you in love, we talked about you, excuse me, Jesus.
She's good. She's gagged.
Getting married. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, where do you
like
want to see all this going?
Love-wise,
everything.
I would like to, in 5 years, be doing what I actually want to do, how I want to do it. In a sense of like how y'all do, just on my personal scale and where I see myself, like
I want to be that person who can do, because I feel like in Hollywood, people for some reason just don't think that other people are multi-talented and actually excel in multiple fields. So I would like to be an action comedy hero for Marvel. I would like to be that person that like is on a show on the regular and is producing and bringing up concepts and writing music for other people and hosting award shows. And I know that I can do this, and I feel like I can explode inside when I explain this to people, because I know that I can, and I know I can do it on a level that's like unseen. So, you know, I'm not that immediate blueprint that agent or manager or somebody would say, I don't see it. That's because it ain't been done before, bitch. That's why you ain't seen it.
Right. So in five years,
that's where I want to be, or at least starting to be on the way
moving
to that,
that direction.
Facts. Married, minding my ugly business, and then I'm probably having our first set of kids, because Kyle and I are having twin boys and a girl.
Oh, cute. Do you know like whose egg you're gonna get?
How do you do
that? It's a long process, but it's going to be like our DNA is gonna be our kids, and we're having twin boys, and I'm not gonna tell you their names, but
okay,
we're having a girl. And basically one thing that me and Kyle say to each other is I everything love you. And we're gonna take the acronym of it, and her middle name is gonna be Ailey.
Oh, how cute.
Well, okay.
So wait, so are you going to do like your sperm for one kid and then his sperm for another kid? Or not to ask a dumb question, but.
No, yeah, you can really mix the shit. You can have your own. Yeah. And they just remove the egg out. If I'm remembering my research correctly, because there's some gay couples that have their own actual children.
Wow.
And yeah, man. So I just want to be, I'm not trying to, I hate to say this, but I'm not trying to be a role model for other gays. I'm not trying to, you know, be the first gay president. I'm literally just trying to be the best in my life. And if it happens to inspire somebody, cool. I'm not trying to be Miss America or Mr. America, bitch. I'm just trying to live in America and thrive in this bitch.
Right.
And
amen.
I don't got that much time, girl. I'm about to be 33 next month, honey. You know what I mean? I don't have this, like, I'm 16 and I'm on my way to superstardom. No, I have to be
16 and pregnant.
You know, right. I have to be efficient with my time, so I can't.
You do have time, though. 2 Chainz made it when he was 50.
Period.
2 Chainz. Hello. He rapping. I just went to a concert. That nigga is old, and he is still started out getting it, riding around, whatever that song he got.
And you know what, Santon? Honestly, like, the blessing is, you know, you like you said, you feel like you achieved everything you wanted to achieve in your one career, which was athletics, like, mainly cheerleading, and now you're on to the next part of your career. You're thriving, you're doing great, you've brought such a personality and a different twist to Wildin' Out. So I think everything you're aiming for is 100% attainable, and I know you work hard and you're only concentrated on your career and your man. So as long as you keep those blinders on, you keep focused on that,
y'all gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Honey.
Okay, real quick. Because
eye on the prize.
Real quick before we go, we do want a quote from you, so think about that. But what is a deal breaker in your relationship? Have y'all talked about that? Because I'm really big on non-negotiables. Like, I feel like people's like, if you do this, I'm leaving. And then somebody does it, and then they stay. So I'm like, well, that's not a non-negotiable if you can negotiate about it. What is, like, y'all's non-negotiables? Like, we are not dealing with this. If this happens, I don't care if we are married. I don't care if we have 2 kids. I am leaving you. I'm not dealing with that.
A non-negotiable, to be honest, is if he buys me wings and they're drums and not flats, period. I'm not playing with your ass, bitch. I'm not playing with you, bitch. Like, and I know there's people out there that's going to hear this, flats all day. Now, if you
like,
can hear
you
this,
know me,
flats.
Kyle.
You know me. Stop playing. No, I feel like just one of the things is... Oh! Sorry, now just texting me. I'm going to beat his ass when I get off the phone. But no, I really honestly feel like truly... blatant disrespect in any major form. And I know we all know what we talk about. Like, it's just one of them things, like, if you out here hoeing, you know, and especially when y'all married, like, if you hoeing out there and you doing what you're not supposed to do, and then you're not really looking out for the longevity of the relationship and ultimately the legacy of the family we're starting, like, you know, it's not
right,
cool.
Right.
So we have, and that's obvious stuff. And I think, honestly, if I or Kyle lose our passion for what we do and we get stuck in life, that's a deal breaker, but that's not me leaving. I think, honestly, like, if we lose passion or respect for one another, we're going to have to say, hey, focus, and let's go back to what we was doing and make sure that we keep that. And also, a deal breaker for me is if we lose our natural attraction and, like, funness together, if that makes sense. Like, we travel the world together and do all these incredible things, and I want to do it with our kids, and I don't think that
I could ever stop loving him or something would be a true deal breaker that I didn't at least try to mend first. Because I'm not going to just give up and say, oh, well, I'm walking out. I'm not an idiot on both ends. I'm not going to let him repeatedly do something. And I'm not going to just say fuck it at the drop of the dime when I'm like, oh, shit, something don't feel right. You know, so it's one of those things you gauge as you go because everyone's situations are different. But, you know, as of right now, it's motherfucking rainbows and sunshine. I'm the happiest motherfucker in the park right now. So.
Right. Right. How long have y'all been together? Sorry.
It will be a year and a half.
Got you.
A year and a half coming up soon.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, B.
You know, and
he said he ain't never been in a fight. Give it about another year.
You know, and that's the thing. A lot of people would look at it and be like, yo, that's puppy love, and which it is, you know, technically. But when you've known each other 8 years and you got a real foundation, that's a different year and a half. You know what I mean? And that's why we don't argue and struggle. And it's like, yo, we just know how to be amongst each other. And we were coexisting before we started coexisting. So we got a little leg up. So.
Good.
Well, it don't seem like you guys are going to lose the passion anytime soon because I see all them Instagram posts of you guys booed up and doing it big. So, you know, I definitely wish you guys the best on that. But, you know, outside of you and Kyle and you guys traveling the world, what you got that you're working on right now that the people can look out for?
I have a movie coming up in March that I'll be filming. It's a quick little cameo, little shawam pop I have. And it's called Things Like This, which is very great. Thank you, Max Talisman. I'm much appreciated. We have our next season coming up. Can't wait to see you. And then I will also be trying to make a point this year to go to all my friends' comedy shows and support and be a real one because I think them doing what they got to do on their own is beautiful. And then I am, I actually have a project right now. Hopefully it all comes to fruition, but I just designed Georgia's Orange Bowl and their national championship ring. So I'm crossing my fingers that they take it and accept it because they are dope. And yeah, I got some treatments for some movies that I'll be trying to pitch soon, and I'm very excited about it.
Good.
Yes, let's go. And your rings are so dope.
They're so dope.
They are so nice. I supported. I got the silver one, you know, with the big face.
And it's
with
sexy. The pink and the blue.
It's so fire. I love it.
Thank you, baby.
It also doubles as like a little weapon if somebody tries to get crazy because that there's some weight. It's a body.
Period.
To that, so.
Heavy, yeah. Y'all, I'm nervous. My phone going to die. Like I'm nervous. If I'm on 1%.
Well, give us the quote. Give us the quote. Hurry up. Give us the quote.
Be yourself. Be yourself, bitch. And I really mean that. Be yourself, but also better yourself. Be better than you were yesterday. Stay in your own lane. Go your own speed so it's no traffic. You are. And fill in the blank and just believe it. And I think people don't necessarily like really lean towards quotes like that because they're like, you know, it's cliche. But my thing is, if
the
it
cliche
ain't,
shit is the truth.
It's the truest shit, bitch. Like you can never build a real
never
empire.
Give up. Be yourself.
Right. Yeah. You can't build a skyscraper without a real foundation. You got to start at the same place.
Well, where can the people find you? Where can the people find you, Santuan?
You guys can find me at I Am Santuan on all social media platforms. All social media. I'm from Jersey now. Give okay, I need a quarter for some water for my drink. All social media platforms at IAMSANTWON and or Designs by Santuan if you want to check out my ring work. And man, you can find me on Wildin' Out acting a damn fool.
All right, well, thank you for coming through, Santuan. We love you, we appreciate you, and we can't wait to see what the future has because we know it's gonna be future bright.
We love you, Santee.
I truly do love you both, and I look at everything you do as if I'm the biggest fan because I really do think the world of you girls. And I see what you do, thank and you, I baby. Always just like just take a moment and just, I see you, and I just look at you in awe because you guys are such giants. Aww. Y'all are so incredible, and
it's so sweet.
I really do mean it. I look at y'all, and I just think back years ago, and I'm just like, these motherfuckers are giant, and they're incredible, and they're right in front of me, and now they're friends, and I'm like, this is so cool, and you guys remain on the rise, and you stay elevating. So I'm very very blessed to be able to like. Just be in the same room with you, and I love y'all to death.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for stopping love you, by. Babe.
I love y'all. Both. Wash your hands, lights all y'all phones. Okay.
You already know?
Bye. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off.
Hey, y'all, that was Santuan. We loved having him here, but we about to take a little breaky break. We will be right back with some more Women of Wildin' Out.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? We are back with the Women of Wildin' Out. It's your girl, Justina, here with my girl, B. Simone. And we got our boo in the building, Santuan Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. Ah. We wrapped that up. He was such a good guest. Do y'all hear my dog walking around? Can y'all hear that?
Oh, that's a little, yeah, I hear the little pitter-patter. It's like, how's she doing? I was so excited when you got a dog. You know I'm a big dog person.
His name is Uno.
Oh, it's a boy. All right.
How do I stop that? Because it drives me nuts. Do I have to cut his claws?
Well, I mean, yeah, you have to either get his nails cut or you can do it yourself. But just don't cut them too short because they have, like, nerves.
Nerves.
So right. So they'll just, I mean, if you bring them to Petco or whatever, they'll know
but
how
I'm
to
saying,
do it.
But I'm saying, is it still going to do this? Do I need to put mittens on them or something?
I don't suggest putting mittens because then he could fall. Like, I don't know if you have stairs or anything like that. and, you know, like I said, they do have nerves there, so you don't want to cut them too short. So you probably shouldn't do it yourself. Bring them to Petco and they'll know how to do it. But you can't necessarily stop, like, the sound. B. Simone's like,
no,
wow.
There's a solution to every problem. And that's problem.
Yes, there is. You can get a carpet. And then you won't have that.
Justina, I'm not getting a carpet through my whole house. Stop playing around.
Okay, right. Well, you
Justina
know what?
Is such a dog advocate. You hear her? She's like, do not cut too short. They have nerves. Be careful.
Right.
Do not hurt that puppy.
Because people just don't know. Like, some people declaw their cats, and I'm like, oh, my God. Declawing your cat is literally, like, cutting your finger off, like, right here. Like, at the first
really?
Notch.
Really?
Yes. That is part of their bone structure, literally. And not
Why do people
that.
Do that, though?
They don't want them to have their nails, but that's like their defense mechanism. They need that. Like, it's very unnatural and very painful and gives them joint problems later on. So, yeah, I'm definitely an advocate for animals because I feel like just a lot of people are uneducated on it. But,
yeah.
But okay. You love Uno, huh? That's like.
Love. Y'all, that's face. That's my quote. Face your fear. Oh, shit. Was that?
What was
I'm
that?
Sorry, y'all. That was the charger. Oh, it fell out the wall. I thought it was Uno, but. Face your fears. That is the quote because I literally got a dog because I'm terrified of dogs.
I forgot about that.
Terrified. When I got him, I was literally scared. Like, he would be jumpy and I would be like, Uno, you're scaring me. But even now, sometimes if he jumps on me, I'm like, all right, you're giving me PTSD. But
they really are man's best
friends. Face your fears. Yes, I got him to face my fears and now I'm not scared of dogs anymore. When I see dogs, I look at them like, little personalities. I'm like, oh, I wonder how his personality is.
Yes. And I always say there's no such thing as a bad dog. There are people that raise or mistreat a dog to
100%.
Be bad. If you abuse a dog or mistreat them and then that dog bites someone, well, of course, because like if you were kept caged up and taunted and not like fed and given water and all that, you're going to, you know. So the same things that could happen to a human could happen to an animal if they're in a bad environment. But I'm so glad you love Uno. That's so cute.
I love Unzi. Thank you, Santuan, for coming on the show. You guys, today was a great episode. Santuan is newer on Wildin' Out, so I hope you guys got a good vibe from him. Got to see his personality. He's so sweet, so nice, so open, so warming, and you guys should really follow him. Look into him and look him up. I know he's not a veteran on Wildin' Out, but he is definitely came in the door kicking.
Yes.
Made his name, made his mark. He'd be on there doing backflips and cheering and
right.
He can sing. He's just so talented. So y'all please check him out and support his journey and go stalk him and his boyfriend on Instagram.
Yes, he really is. And he's so supportive. He shows so much love. And like you said, he is definitely left his mark. So definitely check out Sanny San.
Sanny San.
Yes, thank y'all for rocking with us on the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Love y'all.
Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Bye.
Ciao.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.